Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking digital marketing of beef with Elisa Harrison. Back with Elisa in just a moment.
Cattlemen, want a little more innovation? Pour it on. How about a little more convenience? Pour it on. And just plain old easy to use? Pour it on. Introducing new Banamine Transdermal. It's the first FDA-approved pour-on of its kind. And it's easy, easy, easy. New Banamine Transdermal from Merck Animal Health. Pour it on. Talk to your veterinarian or visit BanamineTD.com.
It's Cowboys Helping Kids at the 2018 OCA Ranch Rodeo. New name, but the same great event going on at the Lazy E Arena, August 24th and 25th. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association and presenting partner Ford invite you to watch working cowboys representing 12 Oklahoma ranches compete at the 34th OCA Ranch Rodeo. Once again, the event will benefit Children's Hospital Foundation, and with your help, OCA has donated $475,000 since 1997. The OCA Ranch Rodeo performances both nights at 7 o'clock. Tickets available at LazyE.com.
Elisa Harrison joining us today, Senior Vice President for Global Marketing for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. And Elisa's been busy over the last year helping coordinate the digital marketing campaign for the Beef Checkoff.
Everything that we're doing today is digital. We're not just that older millennial parent, but all of us are so connected to our devices. And so we all know the pros and cons of that. But it is a pro for us because it allows us to reach consumers how they want to be reached and when they want to be reached and through what mechanism they want to be reached. So our digital campaign that we launched last October, relaunching the Beef It's What's For Dinner brand, it's been all digital. We've experimented with different kind of platforms, but we're using Hulu. So we're advertising on some of the popular shows that run on Hulu. That's how millennials are watching television. They're not sitting in front of that box like we all do and kind of what I still do, but that's how they're watching it. And then we evolved into using some of the virtual reality technology that's out there. And earlier this summer, we launched our virtual reality video. So we know that once consumers have direct engagement and interaction with farmers and ranchers and they can see things for themselves, and that's effective for us, that makes them trust the people who raise beef, and it makes them think more highly of beef as a protein. So we launched that this summer, and that's going like gangbusters. Consumers love it. They're able to put on a goggle and virtually be on a ranch, a feed yard, a cow-calf operation, in the West, so they can see the different kind of terrain. They can control how much they see. They can see up, down, and around and behind them.
Elisa says that's going great, but she says there's more out there, including a bot that'll be representing the beef industry. The beef industry's bot will be named Chuck,
which is our new artificial intelligence assistant. So if you have an Echo, Amazon Alexa, or you have a Google Home, or even on your phone, Siri, for instance, with iPhone, we have created a bot to help consumers learn how to cook, to feed them up recipes. So you can do that either by voice or through our website or through your smartphone. We'll be launching that officially next February. So Chuck is going to be kind of the centerpiece of our program in our next fiscal year.
As for how Chuck will interact with consumers.
Right. Well, Chuck is kind of an extension of our brand. When we relaunched Beef It's What's For Dinner, we kind of created a persona. We kind of put a little bit of swagger back into Beef It's What's For Dinner, being direct with consumers about the taste of beef and the people that produce beef and the strength that you get from beef. Chuck will have that kind of a flavor. All of the information will be pulled from our website. But then, of course, we know that there's going to be outliers out there. People always try to trip up these digital assistants. And so we've prepared for that. When they say, do you have any vegan recipes? Chuck could come back and say, I got nothing there, but you can ask the cows because they've been vegetarians their whole life. So we try to do it in a funny, tongue-in-cheek way, a little bit of swagger. Another one that we're anticipating is like, where's the beef? Because that's obviously famous. And, Chuck may come back and say, I'm not sure, but you can ask my friend Wendy. So we're just trying to kind of have some fun with it and play with it and really give the user a really good experience with beef and help them prepare beef in ways that they may not fully understand today.
Working on the digital delivery of Beef It's What's For Dinner, Elisa Harrison with NCBA. She says a soft launch of Chuck comes this fall. The formal rollout expected early in 2019. Mark your calendar for the annual Angus Production Sale of Express Ranches. We like to call it the big event. It'll be happening the 17th and 18th of August at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. More than 600 head of top females will be selling. You can attend the sale live, or you can check out SuperiorClickToBid.com and Dish Network Satellite 232, the Cowboy Channel. For more information, call Express Ranches 800-664-3977 or go to ExpressRanches.com. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.